I'm Brian McCreath. I'm at Symphony Hall with Sir András Schiff. And Mr. Schiff, it is a huge pleasure to be able to talk with you. Thank you for a little bit of your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
So this program that you're doing as both piano soloist and conductor has some great music that some of which I've always associated with you anyway. Tell me about Bach and why you chose this F minor concerto as the piece to begin the program.
To me, Bach is, without any question, the greatest composer who has ever lived, and certainly in my life, he occupies a central position. Each and every day of my life, I start with Bach, and sometimes even before breakfast, sometimes after breakfast, but playing an hour of Bach cleanses the spirit, the mind, and the body. And so it's wonderful to start a program also with Bach. I don't think symphony orchestras play Bach often, certainly not often enough, and they should, and when they do, they love it, because there is no greater music that you can play.
The first piano concerto by Beethoven, really the number one, not the first one he wrote, is the next piece, and of the five that you could choose from, number one is such an interesting piece, and hearing you do it in rehearsal, it had a lot of very well-developed muscle behind it, which I found really lovely. Tell me about why this concerto was one that you wanted to do with the BSO.
Of course, all five Beethoven concertos are wonderful. I'm particularly fond of the C major because it's a revolutionary piece. Beethoven came to Vienna as a young man, and this was like his visiting card. He was a great virtuoso pianist and a great improviser. So obviously, when we speak of piano concerti, we think of Mozart, because there is nothing more wonderful than Mozart's piano concertos. And Beethoven knew that, so he goes completely away from the Mozartian model. I mean, the way he modulates into faraway keys, you know, into A flat major and D flat major, sort of Neapolitan keys. And the revolutionary way he uses the sustaining pedal already in this piece. This is very new. Mozart never did that. In all of Mozart's oeuvre, you never see the word pedal. And Beethoven is, Haydn used it once or twice, but very seldom. And Beethoven deliberately washes together different harmonies, and sometimes even the major and the minor together. And this is followed by passages where there is no sustaining pedal. So this is very, very interesting. And also, in Mozart's piano concertos and symphonies, we very seldom have an adagio or a largo. Mozart's so-called slow movements are not so slow. They are andantes, which is at a walking pace, or allegrettos. So Beethoven follows here his master and teacher Haydn, writes a great largo in A flat major in the mid-end, and it has great depth and gravity, and it uses the clarinet in a very, very beautiful way. So there is a great dialogue going on between the clarinet and the piano.
Thank you for those words. That's a beautiful description. I wonder, from early on in your life, when it became clear to you how important Bartók is to Hungary and what it is that Bartók reflects about your native country.
To my generation, I was born in 1953, so Bartók died in New York in 1945. But already for me and my classmates when we started taking piano lessons, Bartók was already an integral part of the curriculum. His wonderful little pieces for children and Microcosmos. So we have been given those pieces very early on, so we got acquainted with Bartók's musical language. And this became like second nature, like mother tongue. And every time I have the privilege to perform Bartók's music, it touches me very deeply, not just musically, but from the human point of view. This dance suite, he still wrote this in Hungary in 1923 for the unification of Buda and Pest. I'm a native of Budapest, but maybe not everyone knows that these are two cities. Buda is on the hills, and on the other side of the Danube lies Pest, which is flat. So they united these two towns, and for the 100th anniversary, Bartók wrote this dance suite. Zoltán Kodály wrote his best piece, Psalmus Hungaricus, for the very same concert. And Bartók, who was a nationalist in the best sense of the word, having collected Hungarian folk songs all his life, but apart from that, he also collected from the neighboring countries, from Romania, from Serbia, Croatia, Slovakia. And when he went on faraway trips to Turkey and Egypt and Tunisia, even there he collected. So the dance suite is a collection of all these. There are Hungarian elements, Romanian, Slovakian. The fourth movement is pure Arabian, Arabic music. The fifth movement I associate it with Turkey, with Turkish sounds. And in the finale, he brings them all together. So to me, this is a great human example, and it is very important today. We witness so much very nasty nationalism when everyone just thinks of herself and himself. And here is a great artist, a great composer, who embraces and unites all these nations and cultures. And that's a shining example.
Beautifully said. One final question. You've done something that's rather rare, which is to bring a piano with you, rather than using one of the pianos that's here at Symphony Hall, a Bösendorfer that sounds wonderful, it sounds beautiful, and maybe that answers my question right away. Why would you bring it? It sounds wonderful. But tell me, artistically, what this instrument does for you, that what possibilities does it open for you?
Look, I'm sure you have excellent instruments here in Symphony Hall, but you know, at my age, I have gone through so much. You know, when I was a young guy, I had to play on a table, whatever they put in front of me, an upright piano with one leg missing, and you know, I had to play all that. And all my life I played, you know, good, mediocre, excellent, and bad pianos. And now I have the privilege that I can bring a piano with me, and the technician, that's also very important, that I bring my own technician with me from Switzerland. So it is like when you spend much of your time in hotels and imagine bringing your own bed with you. You sleep better in your own bed, and so you feel at home, and you trust the instrument. You know that there won't be any surprises. So that's the reason. But also, the Bösendorfer piano is this new model, VC Vienna Classic 280, is a wonderful new model. And for certain repertoire, Beethoven is a good example, but this time I'm not playing Mozart or Schubert, but mostly for the Viennese music, it has a Viennese timbre. I find it more personal, more singing. So Bach, you can play on Bach is universal. You can play Bach on any instrument. But certainly the second movement of this Bach concerto is very vocal, very cantabile, very singing. And this instrument allows me to realize that.
Wonderful. As I said, it sounds absolutely gorgeous in the hall. So, Sir Andras Schiff, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for your time
Great
again today.
Pleasure. Thank you. And wonderful to be here in Boston.